Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey, and welcome especially to this great Feast of All Saints. Pope Emeritus Benedict said this about the particular feast. He said, "To become saints means to fulfill completely what we already are, raised to the dignity of God's adopted children in Christ Jesus. The saints bring to light in creative fashion quite new human potentialities. The saints are themselves the living spaces into which one can turn. There is no isolation in heaven. It is the open society of the saints and consequently also the fulfillment of all human togetherness. One might say that the saints are, so to speak, new Christian constellations in which the richness of God's goodness is reflected. Their light coming from God enables us to know better than the interior richness of God's great light. Nothing can bring us into close contact with the beauty of Christ himself other than the world of beauty created by faith and light that shines out from the faces of the saints, through whom his own light becomes visible." The saints are those that reflect his light. We've been talking a lot about light recently on this program. Think about it in your own life. You won't see it. You won't see it. But are we, as I spoke about over the last number of programs, are we taking a clear look at ourselves? Are we putting some things in the right priorities? Are we disposing ourselves so that God can use us and his light can be reflected through us? And if you look at the lives of all the saints, which would take you a very long time to examine the lives of all of them, but if you do, if you see an overview at least, you see that they're every kind of personality, every kind of strength, every kind of weakness. They're vastly different from one another. But each of them shows forth a particular quality or beauty of God himself. Don't you want to be like that too? You can be. It's simply to cooperate with the grace God gives us. I'll read that last sentence again from Pope Emeritus Benedict. "Nothing can bring us into close contact with the beauty of Christ himself other than the world of beauty created by faith." That's the world here, by faith, "and light that shines out from the faces of the saints." They were born just like we were. They have the same weaknesses, not exactly the same weaknesses, but they all have weaknesses. They all made mistakes of one kind or another, but they were willing to let God's light dominate in their lives. They were willing to follow him, to accept that the kingdom of God was the most important thing to which they could be committed in this life, that their relationship with God was personal, that their relationship with God could bear abundant fruit, not just for themselves, but for everyone they come in contact and for generations after them. In this sense, brothers and sisters, think big. Think big. Read the book of Revelation. I want you to do all of that. I want you to read carefully. But I'm going to focus. I want to focus on the second reading, the first letter of John, and then the gospel. John says in chapter 3, the first three verses, "Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called the children of God." And so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. We're made to live forever, brothers and sisters. Our life on this earth is to allow our lives to be purified, to be made ready for union with God, and to reach out and help as many others as we can. But we start with ourselves. This Feast of All Saints is not commemorating just past people, people who have passed from this world to the next. No, it should be also as we thank God for the saints, thank him for the models he's given us, thank him for the examples that he's put before us, but then say to the Lord, Lord, I want to glorify you in my life. I want people to find you through me. Lord, help me to die to myself and help me to open to all your grace and all the support that you want to give me. Pray that way today. There's no better way to celebrate the Feast of All Saints than to say, Lord, I give my life for you. I want to be like you. I want the world to come to know you a little more because I lived on this earth. Reorient yourself and your goals. I guarantee you, you will never be happier. In the Gospel of Matthew, and this is what I want to spend a little time on here, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. What we have listed here are what are commonly known as the Beatitudes. I want to give you an understanding of those Beatitudes in the next 5.5 minutes, so hang in there. But I want you to hear this. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? What Jesus here intends is most likely not a neatly spiritualized attitude of interior detachment, but an existence, one's very breath. Each moment we inhale air, we live wholly dependent on God's mercy and providence. That's what poor in spirit is, that you really rely, you're wholly, and we're not there yet, but wholly dependent on God's mercy, God's providence. That's the poor in spirit, the ones who don't look to themselves, but look to God's mercy and God's providence, God's care. Secondly, the gospel speaks of blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. An intrinsic part of heroism is the ability to feel profound pain for the death of another. Refuse to be consoled by anything less than resurrection from the dead. Do you look to heaven that way? Do you pay attention to what God is about? How fortunate the meek, for they shall inherit the land, which is the promised land. Merikakis, from whom I'm quoting here, Merikakis, the very well-known that I've quoted often, very well-known scripture scholar. He says, bend your necks. What does it mean to be meek? Bend your necks to my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. The meek person must possess great courage in order to accept the yoke of obedience and fidelity. Meekness and cowardice are mutually exclusive. Meekness is to return good for evil. Are you meek? How blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. To a Jew, justice is holiness. He moves in the right direction. The just man is in fact the saint, the person who lives according to the mind of God. Are you living according to the mind of God? Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness and for justice? The conformity of mind, heart, and actions to objective truth, of which God is the source. We look to God in our making of decisions. To live justice is to refuse to be satisfied with anything less than God. Think about that. How blessed the merciful. They will receive mercy without end. They will receive mercy without end. You will be shown mercy because you gave mercy in this life. Don't you want that? How blessed the clean of heart. Clean means not only morally upright, but a heart in some sense made into a vessel to receive the presence of God. The pure heart sees God because it turns its gaze away from everything else. The pure heart loses itself in what it loves. This is Mary Cuckies. His volumes on the Gospel of Matthew, there are four of them, published by Ignatius Press. Take a look. I think there's a fifth one on the way. Take a look. Pay attention. How blessed the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Christ is the great maker of peace. Man and God, man and man. Peacemaker, one who works for the coming of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Think about that. Bless the persecuted for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If the kingdom of heaven is already said to belong to the poor and to the persecuted, who are the first and the last in Jesus' praises, it is because of their identity with the suffering Christ. Those who are persecuted will be blessed because you are most identified with the suffering Christ. Your persecution will have a glorious end. Fear not, little flock. It has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom, if only we follow him. And finally, how fortunate or how blessed you are when they curse you because of me. And Maricaki says, so thoroughly does the incarnate word of God have his effect that he can enjoin how fortunate you are when they curse you on them the necessity of becoming what they are hearing. That we will become what we are hearing. It is impossible to be holy apart from him, to try and do it for him. No. How blessed are you when you follow him and you are with him and in him and allow him to work through you. When your life is turned over to him, how fortunate you are, how blessed you are when they curse you because of me. When people persecute you and when they condemn you because of him, he says, how fortunate you are. How fortunate you are because you are being identified with Christ himself. Pay attention to the Beatitudes. More to come on that subject. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.